Have you ever prayed to be bold in your faith? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
That's what the apostles prayed when they were threatened in Acts chapter 4 by the Sanhedrin. Speak no more in the name of Jesus. And they prayed, God, give us boldness so that we can speak your word as we ought to speak. That's a prayer God wants to answer. God is looking for people who will be bold for him and have a holy boldness, that their walk will match their talk. And when your walk matches your talk, then you can really make a difference for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Elijah is known as the prophet of fire, bold and strong as he stood alone for the Lord. Well, what can we learn from his life and ministry? This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and thank you for joining us for a brand new month and another series from Pastor Jeff that will help you stand for righteousness in our fallen world. It's called Holy Boldness, Lessons from Elijah, the prophet of fire. And in these 8 lessons over the next 16 days, Pastor Jeff will share insights from the life of Elijah that'll encourage you to be faithful as you stand for your faith and witness for Jesus Christ. Today, we'll find out the secret to Elijah's ability to stand firm in hard times. And that ability is available to you and me today. Now, this series is also one of our special thank you gifts for your support to the ministry this month. You can find out more when you go to fromhisheart.org. Now, though, open your Bible to 1 Kings chapter 17. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve to reveal how we can find the confidence to be faithful, to stand.
If you have your Bible, please turn to 1 Kings chapter 17, starting a new series on the life of Elijah. I heard about a pastor, and he was having trouble with the chairman of the deacons. Because the chairman of the deacons would sit in the right in the middle of the church, and Sunday after Sunday, he'd fall asleep during the pastor's message, chairman of the deacons. This guy would fall asleep, and the pastor was getting so frustrated. Because like, you're supposed to be an example. And so he thought, well, I'm going to fix him. I'm going to fix this. And so during the middle of his sermon, the chairman of the deacons fell asleep. And so the pastor just kind of deviated from his sermon, and he said in just a regular conversational tone, he said, all of those here who want to go to heaven, stand to your feet. Well, they all stood to their feet except for the deacon who was sleeping. And so he just sat there. And then he told the people, okay, sit down. And then he said, now all of the people in this room who want to go to hell, right now, stand up. And he said it loudly, and the deacon heard stand up, and so he awoke and he stood up. Everybody else is seated, and he's standing up, and he's looking around. He said to the pastor, Pastor, I don't know what we're voting on, but it looks like you and I are the only ones for it. Sometimes you can stand up for the wrong thing. We're going to talk today about standing up for the right thing, faithful to stand. As the song says, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Elijah was faithful to stand when no one else was standing up for the Lord. He lived in a difficult time period, and he was God's man. We can learn a lot from him. You know, the need of the hour today, I've entitled this series Holy Boldness, because that's really what we need. That's what the apostles prayed when they were threatened in Acts chapter 4 by the Sanhedrin. Speak no more in the name of Jesus. They said, whether it is right in the sight of God to obey you or to obey God, you be the judge. We cannot stop speaking what we have seen and heard. And they went back and they prayed, God, give us boldness so that we can speak your word as we ought to speak. And the Lord shook the place where they were praying, and God gave them great boldness to share the word of the Lord. That's a prayer God wants to answer. God is looking for people who will be bold for him and have a holy boldness, that their walk will match their talk. And when your walk matches your talk, then you can really make a difference for the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you faithful to stand for the Lord? Let's look. 1 Kings chapter 17. This is the first time we're introduced to the prophet Elijah. Elijah lived in the 800s BC. He had a ministry from 870 to 845 BC, 25 years of ministry. He ministered during the reign mostly of King Ahab, wicked King Ahab. And this is what the scripture says. Now Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the settlers of Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word." And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go away from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Kereth, which is east of the Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and lived by the brook Kereth, which is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he would drink from the brook. I want you to notice with me three encouragements from this passage of scripture, three encouragements from the life and the beginning of the ministry of Elijah, encouragements to help you and me stand faithful for the Lord. Encouragement number one, we can be faithful to stand even in the darkest of days. Even in the darkest of days. Now listen, our days are dark and they're getting darker by the hour. We live in a time of spiritual apathy and a time of gross immorality and all sorts of apostasy taking place all around us, and churches bailing out on the word of God all over the country. Hey, that's the kind of place that Elijah lived in. Because in Elijah's day, he was facing Ahab. See, he came on the scene in the worst of times for Israel. The scripture says in 1 Kings chapter 16, talking about this new king in Israel. Now you need to remember something, because you'll get confused if you don't understand what happened in Israel's history. See, God called his people. Remember, he called Moses at the burning bush, "Go to my people, say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, let my people go." Pharaoh wouldn't do it. And so God brought plagues. The children of Israel came out of Egypt. They went through the Red Sea. God drowned the Pharaoh's army in the Red Sea. They went and they got the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, and then they went to go into the Promised Land. But they were too afraid. They were too unbelieving, so they didn't get to go into the Promised Land. They said, "There are giants there. We can't go." And so God made them wander around in the wilderness for 40 years. They spent a year in the wilderness, for every day they spied out the land and said, "God's not able to bring us in." And so after those 40 years, all those people that said God can't do it, they had died. And then God brought a new leader on the scene, Joshua, and God brought the people in, and they took the land of Canaan, the land of promise. And Joshua was their leader. And then when Joshua passed on, they had judges. And we have the book of Judges is about all the different judges that God brought. And finally, the people said, "Hey, we need a king. We need a king. We want to be like the other nations." Samuel, who is the last judge, he brokenheartedly said, "Okay, if you want a king, God's your king, but you want to have an earthly king. All right, this is what's going to happen." And they chose Saul. Saul was king for 40 years. He was a bust. He was terrible. And so after Saul passed off, God chose David, and David was king. And after David was king for 40 years, and then his son Solomon was king. And Solomon served, and everything was great under Solomon's reign, although Solomon's heart didn't stay faithful to the Lord. And after Solomon died, his son Rehoboam became king, and Rehoboam was a big idiot. And under Rehoboam, the kingdom split. The 12 tribes of Israel that made up the one nation Israel, 10 of those tribes said, "We're not going to follow Rehoboam." Rehoboam was king in Jerusalem where the temple was. And so they went and they said, "We're going to have our own kingdom." And so the 10 tribes split from the two tribes. And the two tribes became known as the Southern Kingdom, or Judah, and their capital cities in Jerusalem. It was Judah and Benjamin that made up those two tribes. And the 10 tribes, they formed the Northern Kingdom, called Ephraim or called Samaria because the capital city was in Samaria, or most of the time you're just called Israel because it's 10 tribes. And they started out wicked from the get-go. Their first king was a man named Jeroboam. And Jeroboam was, he's the son of Nebat, he was awful. And every king in Israel's history after the split is compared to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. He's the standard bearer for bad kings because this is what he did. When he became king, he said, now I'm in trouble because the people have to go to Jerusalem to worship, and I don't want them to go to Jerusalem to worship, because if they go to Jerusalem to worship, they're gonna finally say, hey, why are we fighting? Why are we separated? Let's just get back together. And he said, that wouldn't be good for me because then they'd kill me. So what he did was he set up a golden calf in Bethel and a golden calf in Dan. And he said, behold your gods, O Israel, that led you up out of Egypt. And you don't have to go to Jerusalem. You just worship here at the southern part in Bethel or at the northern part in Dan, and that is your God. And it was a terrible, horrible sin. Well, all the kings after Jeroboam, they followed in that same sin. And we come to king number 7 in this divided monarchy. His name is Ahab, verse 29. Now Ahab, the son of Omri, became king over Israel in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him. And it came about as though it had been a trivial thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he married Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and went to serve Baal and worshiped him. So he erected an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab also made the Asherah, which is the female consort of Baal. Thus Ahab did more to provoke the God of Israel more than all the kings of Israel who were before him. Ahab is wicked to the core. And one of the things that makes him so wicked is he marries Jezebel. Her name means chaste. What a misnomer that was. She is like marrying the devil. She is awful. She is totally committed to Baal worship. And Baal was the false god of the Canaanites. And Baal was a god of rain and a god of fertility. And the way you would worship Baal is through sexual immorality, because he's the god of fertility, fertility for flocks, for fields, and for your own family. And so that was part of worship. When God told him to take the promised land, he said, drive out all those people. Why? Because if you let them stay here, you're going to pollute yourself with their wicked, evil ways and their pagan religion. But the people of God didn't do that, and now we come to Ahab's reign, 874 BC, and this is what is happening. Well, God sends Elijah in that situation. Jezebel is busy trying to kill all the prophets of the Lord and set up Baal worship and say, phooey on Jehovah God, we're worshiping Baal here. And she has 400 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of the Asherah, and they eat at her table regularly. It's a dark time in Israel's history. Hey, it's a dark time in our history today. And God is looking for some people who will be faithful to stand, who will have holy boldness.
Today on From His Heart, Pastor Jeff has certainly pointed out how important it is to be faithful to stand up for God, even if we have to do it alone. He'll have more of this first message called Faithful to Stand from the series Holy Boldness in just a moment. You know, Elijah was known as the prophet of fire. He was bold and strong as he stood alone for the Lord. What can we learn from his life and ministry? How can this truth encourage you and me today in our faith and help us witness for Jesus Christ? These messages will speak to your heart and God's calling in your life. It's also our special gift of thanks this month for your support to From His Heart. And with that gift, we'll also send you Pastor Jeff's booklet, Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer. To get both the booklet and the series, you can make your gift when you call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org and request the series, and the booklet. The series is available to you in either CD, DVD, MP3 download, or on a USB flash drive, your choice. And thank you for helping us make an impact on lives for today and eternity. Now let's get back to part one of this first message in Pastor Jeff's series, Holy Boldness. And the lesson is called, Faithful to Stand.
It's a dark time in Israel's history. Now Elijah comes on the scene. He tells Ahab, speaks right to his face, and says, there's not going to be any rain. No rain except by my word. No rain for years. And we read about in James chapter 5, it was 3.5 years before there was rain. Hey, you go for 3.5 years with no rain or no dew, you're in trouble, big time trouble, because everything starts to die. And that's what he said to Ahab. Now, who is Elijah? Elijah is the Tishbite. You know, Tishbe is a place on the other side of the Jordan. It's on the eastern side of the Jordan River. The rest of Israel's all, it's all on the western side of the Jordan River. This is on the eastern side. Elijah is a nobody from nowhere. He lives on the backside of nowhere. He's just this guy. He's kind of a rugged guy. He's not educated the way you would be educated in the highbrow schools. He's not like that. He's not erudite. He's not learned and polished and just refined. He's a John the Baptist kind of guy. He's eating locusts and wild honey. He's that kind of guy. You want to know what he's like? He's a little like Phil Robertson, Duck Dynasty kind of guy. That's Elijah the prophet. He's fiery, but he's from the backside of nowhere. And you know what's so cool about that? You know, sometimes we think, well, for God to use someone, I mean, they have to have the right pedigree. They have to have the right family. They have to have the right training and the right education. That's not true. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. God is looking around today, looking at those listening on the radio. He's looking to see, are there some people who will love me, who will have a heart for me, who will stand for me, who will walk with me and speak up for me? God is looking today to see if there's some people like that. Hey, Elijah was faithful to stand even in the darkest days, and you and I can be too. Second encouragement from this passage. We can be faithful to stand as we recognize who God is. We recognize who he is. So we have, you know, I mean, don't discount the fact that Ahab is a big shot. He is king. He is over all the armies. You know, back in the day, in Bible times, if you're king, I mean, what you say goes. If you want to have somebody killed, they're killed. I mean, it's just so different than today. You're not president when you're king. You're king, and your word is the law. That's the way it works. And so here comes Elijah. He comes from the other side of the Jordan. He comes across the Jordan. He gets up in Ahab's face. And he says in verse 1, as the Lord, the God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word. Boldness, power, judgment spoken to Ahab. Now, how did he get that? Well, he knew three things that you and I need to know, because there are three key things that give you holy boldness, that give you the ability to stand up even in the face of difficulty and danger and darkness. He knew this. First of all, the Lord Yahweh is God alone. The Lord God is God alone. The name Elijah means this: the Lord is my God. The Lord is my God. Lord, all in caps, L-O-R-D, all in caps, always refers to the name of God, Yahweh, Y-H-W-H, the tetragrammaton, the four letters. We say Yahweh or Jehovah. We're not really sure how to pronounce it, because the Jews didn't pronounce that. because they said, man, you know, it says, don't take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for God will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Exodus 20, verse 7. And so they said, just don't even try and say it, because you might mess it up. So, and when you're reading, just say Adonai. Don't say Yahweh. Well, he was a man whose name meant the Lord is my God. And he understood there's only one God. It's not Baal. It is Yahweh. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5, the Lord says this, I am the Lord and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. Now, Baal is supposed to be the God of rain. He's supposed to be the God of fertility. So when Elijah says, as the Lord lives before whom I stand, there's not going to be any rain. God is showing to Ahab and Jezebel who God is, because he's shutting it down and Baal's not going to have any power to bring rain. Why? Because Baal is nothing. That's why. It's almost like when the Lord brought the plagues on Egypt. You know, every one of those plagues that came on Egypt, that came after one of their gods, one of the things that they worshiped. They worshiped the Nile. The Nile was the life-giving water, and they worshiped that, and God turned it to blood. They worshiped the sun, and God turned it to blackness. They worshiped frogs, and God said, you guys like frogs? I'll give you frogs. You're going to have frogs coming out of your ears. And God gave them the plague of frogs. They had frogs in their bowls that they ate in, and frogs in the palace, frogs everywhere. And God was showing them, and he was destroying all their false gods. And the last plague that came on the Egyptians was when God killed the firstborn, even in the house of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh considered himself a god, but Pharaoh couldn't do anything against Yahweh, the God of Israel. Hey, he knew that the Lord is God alone. Secondly, he knew that the Lord is to be feared and obeyed. Why did Elijah do what he did? Why did he step up the way he did? Because he knew that there is only one God, and that's Yahweh, and I need to fear him because he's God, and revere him because he's God, and obey him because he is God. Hey, Elijah knew that the Lord God was God alone. He knew that the Lord was to be feared and obeyed. And when God gave him a word, he had to speak that word. And he wasn't afraid to speak even to the king. Why? He wasn't afraid of the king because he feared God. And when you fear God, you don't fear man.
What an encouraging truth to know that when we need courage to stand alone, God is with us. We'll continue to explore the secrets of being faithful to stand as Pastor Jeff brings the conclusion to this message on Tuesday. Make sure that you're with us then. Remember that being faithful to stand starts with being faithful in prayer. You have to start on your knees before you can stand for the faith. And this month, we'd like to help you discover the power of prayer by sending you a powerful booklet from Pastor Jeff entitled Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer. It's our gift of thanks to you for your support of any amount to From His Heart. Just call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org. And with that gift, we'll include the series Holy Boldness. Thank you so very much. We also hope that you'll visit our website to sign up for Pastor Jeff's weekly Real Hope email encouragement letter. You'll get it in your inbox every Friday morning. And online, you can also download a free MP3 of today's broadcast, listen to Pastor Jeff's Real Hope Minute, and also sign up to receive the podcast. The web address again, fromhisheart.org. Thank you for joining us today on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, trusting you'll be here on Tuesday for part two of this encouraging lesson entitled Faithful to Stand. Join us then as Pastor Jeff will open up God's Word and share real truth, real love, and real hope from God's heart. Here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more when you go to fromhisheart.org.